From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republican lawmakers and the president are in the spotlight today and tonight. There's a likely vote on a resolution to cut federal spending in the Republican-led House, and President Obama delivers his State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports political observers expect the president will call for a new tone of bipartisanship to confront the nation's problems as he formally launches a new era of divided government.
The speech will last about an hour, and the White House says President Obama will spend most of his time talking about the economy. He'll emphasize the need to create jobs, build infrastructure, and promote innovation. All of that costs money, and the president also wants to reduce deficits, so he'll call for spending cuts to offset the new initiatives. The speech also sets the stage for the next 2 years of tension between President Obama's agenda and that of Republicans who control the House of Representatives. Republican leaders have said they plan to hold the line against new federal spending. The Republican response to the State of the Union will come from Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who chairs the House Budget Committee. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama's top advisor on energy and climate change is stepping down. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports Carol Browner's departure comes as emboldened Republicans in Congress begin to question the administration's energy policies.
Browner has scored victories. She got billions of dollars from the economic stimulus bill to be set aside for renewable energy. She also worked with auto companies to boost fuel economy standards and put in place greenhouse gas emission standards for cars. But the administration failed in a key goal, to pass an energy bill that would limit the pollution blamed for global warming. After the Republican victory in November, the president admitted the initiative was dead. In recent weeks, the president has reached out to business, saying he wants to reduce unnecessary regulations. And Republicans say that regulations to curb global warming have been job killers. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Extreme cold has moved away from the Northeast. Now forecasters say snow is on the way. Amtrak spokesman Steve Combs says the passenger rail service will do its best to be ready.
Our plan is to operate as normal, and then as the snow and additional weather comes later in the week, we will make additional operation plans.
This week's intense cold caused some Amtrak equipment to freeze and jam, resulting in train delays. Academy Award nominations are out today, among them for Best Picture.
Black Swan, Mike Medavoy, Ron Oliver, and Scott Franklin, producers. The Fighter, David Hoberman, Todd Lieberman, and Mark Wahlberg, producers. Inception, Emma Thomas.
That's Academy Award winner Monique making the announcement. The King's Speech, The Social Network, and Toy Story 3 are among other nominees. This is NPR News. A bomb has ripped through a bus in the Philippine capital, Manila. Four people are dead, at least 14 wounded. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Bangkok, Thailand, that police have yet to publicly identify suspects.
Explosive device had apparently been placed underneath a passenger seat in the middle of the bus. It detonated as the bus headed down a highway in the financial district of Makati early in the afternoon. The powerful explosion blew out windows and punched a hole in the bus's right side. President Benigno Aquino III offered condolences to victims' families and ordered government agencies to assist them. Manila police are on full alert as they investigate the blast. While police haven't named any suspects, government forces are fighting communist and Islamist insurgents in the country's south. 6 years ago, the Islamist Abu Sayyaf group claimed responsibility for a triple bombing that killed 13 and wounded more than 150. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
Lebanese Sunni Muslim protesters demonstrate against the militant Shiite Hezbollah group today and its gains in parliament. Hezbollah is in position to control Lebanon's next government. A Western-backed government has lost enough seats that it's out of power, and the prime minister in that government, Saad al-Hariri, says he will not take part in a government with the Hezbollah-backed prime minister designate. Thousands of people are protesting their government across Egypt. Reporters and witnesses say police are vigilant but unusually lenient in their behavior. The demonstrators in major cities say they want more freedoms, better living conditions, and an end to the government of President Hosni Mubarak. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.